Hello and welcome to Rooted in Courage. I'm Erin and I'm so happy that you're here. So, I hope that you are doing well today. Hope this finds you well wherever you are in the world. And yeah, I hope you're having a lovely week. There is so much going on in the world, and right now can feel super overwhelming. And I hope that this provides just some space, holds some space for you and your feelings, and can be something to just listen to and feel comforted by, or you can put on and it be a reminder to check in with yourself and feel grounded and rooted and empowered. So I just wanted to say that. I will be reciting an original poem that's probably one of my favorite poems to read and perform and share. It is inspired by the Mary Oliver poem Wild Geese, which I shared in the last episode. It follows the same flow. And yeah, I'll talk about it after, but I will recite it, and I hope you enjoy. You do not have to be pretty. You do not have to rinse clean the feeling of too much wine and not enough toothpaste. You do not have to put away the laundry or wash the towels or clean the mud off of the hardwood. You only have to breathe. Settle into your stacked spine. You do not have to be balance nor support beam. You do not have to know where the light is to know you deserve it. Meanwhile, the cat is curled up under the window. Meanwhile, the dog twitches in his sleep, and you are worried about having enough money, enough time. You read books on how to become. Meanwhile, you already are. So I wrote that poem a few years ago, and it just felt like a deep breath. The permission to release the limiting beliefs that I talked about in the last episode. Just knowing that it's okay that we aren't perfect, that perfection doesn't exist, that we are the mud, we are not enough toothpaste, or, you know, having to fold the laundry. I am like the worst. I'm sure I'm not the worst, but like, who else does the laundry and then is like, that was enough? Like, that was enough of a thing that I did today in terms of like getting my shit together and getting stuff done. And so it's just going to sit folded in this basket for another few days. But I say few days, meaning it could range. Just until I physically can't stand to look at it anymore. I don't know why I do that. I'm sure I'm not the only one. Let me know if that's you as well. But yeah, you don't have to put away the laundry. You don't even have to wash the towels. I mean, eventually, like, you have to eventually do these things. But just the reminder to come back to the present moment, that right now the only thing in this moment that you have to do, something that you absolutely, no matter what, need to do and that your body lovingly provides you with, is breathe. and struggling with anxiety and depression, I often find that I go entire portions of my day without breathing. And that when I come back to my breath, come back into my body, come back into this moment, it can be such a release. And just to know, too, the line, you do not have to know where the light is to know that you deserve it. So knowing that the light exists always, even if you are in the darkest time of your life, you are worthy of light and of love, and it will not be like this forever. Some of the darkest times in my life, I was just convinced that that was all that there was. That there was just so much pain that I don't know how I would be able to look past it and live my life. And knowing that the world is going on, there's so much, like, meanwhile, the cat twitches in her sleep, the dog twitches in his sleep, the cat is curled up under the window. Life is moving so quickly, and it is calling you back, inviting you to be right here in this moment where your breath lives, where your body lives, where joy and peace and full acceptance for who you are already lives. So yeah, I hope that this poem landed for you, that it gave you the gift of tuning maybe back into your breath or your body. And I invite you this week, this weekend, to just try to come back whenever you can to your breath and your body and ground yourself in whatever way you need to. I've been taking a bed sheet out into the backyard and just lying on it. And it's been really, really relaxing to just soak up the sun and be lying down and feel supported by the earth. So definitely suggest that. If you want to let me know what you think about this podcast, about this episode, if you want to just follow me on Instagram, I'm at Rooted in Courage. So feel free to follow me there. And I hope you have the most wonderful rest of your day, rest of your evening, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for listening.